Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called Your All-Natural, No-Pill Prescription for a Longer Life. It's an interview with Dr. Jordan Metzl. Everyone knows exercise is good for you, but most people have no idea how good. Dr. Jordan Metzl, author of The Exercise Cure, A Doctor's All-Natural, No-Pill Prescription for Better Health and Longer Life, says exercise can be used to treat depression, anxiety, heart disease, sleep problems, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and much, much more without any side effects whatsoever or without any cost. And in this audio interview, you'll hear how to do a quick self-assessment of your health to figure out what your current needs are and how to tailor an exercise plan to treat those needs today. You'll also hear the questions most people are dying to hear the answers to. What's the least amount of time you need to spend exercising in order to get the maximum amount of benefit? You'll also hear a 2-second exercise to try at home that is a good indicator of how healthy you are. You'll hear all about Dr. Metzl's bronze, silver, and gold exercise programs that essentially start you off small and bring you up to good health gradually. You'll hear about the shocking reason why sitting is considered the new smoking and how to make sure you're getting enough exercise in this sedentary world. You'll hear about the shocking amount of time doctors spend talking about exercise with their patients, the effects that it's having, and what they should be telling them instead. You'll hear what exactly is neat activity, simple ways to increase it, and why you'll want to. Dr. Metzl says when it comes to exercise, the hardest part is getting started. Once you get the ball rolling, you won't be able to imagine how you ever lived without it. You'll feel better, have more energy, sleep better, and improve your overall health for the long run. And in this audio interview, you'll hear why Dr. Metzl says exercise is one of the most powerful and least expensive medicines you can get and how to start using it to treat yourself today. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Chris Costello, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff to bring you the world's best health-related interviews. So if you know anyone struggling with their weight, with cancer, diabetes, ADHD, autism, heart disease, or other health issues, send them over to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Today we are talking with Dr. Jordan Metzl. Dr. Metzl is a nationally known sports medicine physician in New York City's Hospital for Special Surgery, author of the Athlete's Book of Home Remedies, an 11-time Ironman triathlete, and a 30-time marathoner. Dr. Metzl, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
So this is a fabulous book, The Exercise Cure, a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life. And I know a lot of people are looking for that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the idea of the book is basically, you know, I'm a sports medicine doctor here in New York City, and my goal is to get my patients active and moving. I'm also, you know, as you mentioned in the opening, quite interested in athletics, done a whole bunch of marathons and Ironman triathlons, and I teach a big fitness class, and I'm just interested in moving. So the idea of the book was to basically combine my experience as a doctor and my experience as an athlete together and then take the argument a step further. And the idea of that is that we all know exercise makes us feel good and is good for us. But in The Exercise Cure, what I'm looking to do is to basically make the scientific argument that there is no more powerful medicine across the spectrum of the human body than exercise, and I want people to learn how to take that medicine for themselves.
Kind of interesting because we hear so much about food, but you're saying exercise is just key. I mean, is it more important than food?
I would say if I had a choice of exercise or food, you know, told me I'd choose one or the other, I'd pick exercise. We have great data, which I've really cited in the book throughout the whole body, looking at the benefit of exercise for the prevention and treatment of disease. And so the concept is I really start with the brain and go down the body by system. So things like depression, anxiety, sleep problems. What's the scientific evidence for exercise as medicine? How can you dose that medicine for yourself? And what conversations do you need to have with your doctor about using exercise as your first-line drug, maybe to get off some of the drugs you're on? And if we want to have a debate, exercise versus food, they're both important. In fact, the last part of my book, I have a whole section on nutrition. But I consider that to be not as major of a player in this debate as is exercise, which is, I think, just scientifically a much more cogent and strong argument.
So, Dr. Metzl, what is the minimum amount of exercise that people have to look at doing?
In the first half, I make the argument that exercise is medicine by body system. The second half, I talk about how to set up an exercise program for yourself. And the beginning of that discussion is exactly your question. what's the least amount of time you can spend to get the maximum effect? And the answer is about 150 minutes a week, or 30 minutes a day, is the minimum required dose of exercise to give you the benefits that I talk about in my book.
And we just interviewed a doctor on exercise the other day, and they said a startling thing. They said that sitting is one of the most dangerous things you can be doing. What's your take on that?
I totally agree. In fact, in the book, I really go through a series of arguments about the role of exercise, and I start with this discussion that we need everybody to start moving, and that inactivity is really one of the biggest health dangers, or in other words, sitting is the new smoking, meaning that the health problems we saw from smoking are roughly equivalent to the health problems we see from inactivity. And I want people to move, and I want them to move every day. And I talk about in my bronze level workout, which is the first level in the book, I talk about things to do to increase your steps every day. So what I call increase your NEAT profile. And NEAT is an acronym for non-exercise active thermogenesis. And the idea is just to burn more calories throughout the day, and it makes a huge difference. Things like getting a dog, or taking the stairs at work, or figuring out family fitness activities, or getting a digital chronometer on your wrist, one of the new bracelets, to try and get yourself moving more. Those are all great things, I think, to start thinking about.
It's not that common for doctors to even mention exercise when somebody goes to the doctor. And in the book, it's very interesting. You go over all sorts of diseases that people struggle with, depression, heart disease, all those things. How important is exercise in those conditions?
Well, I think you're exactly right. The study that I referenced was published earlier in the year, looked at how frequently doctors talk to their patients about exercise, and it was less than a third, which is not great. And that I want to educate people to talk with their doctors about using exercise as medicine for depression, for anxiety, for sleep problems, for heart disease, for high blood pressure, for high cholesterol. And I'm not saying don't take the drugs you're on, though I'd make the argument that the only medicine that has no side effects and is free is exercise. And there is, by the way, great evidence stacking up exercise compared to some drugs in different types of conditions, such as prevention of high cholesterol or high blood pressure, that exercise performs as well as drugs with no side effects. So what I do in the book is to try and educate people to work in conjunction with their doctors to try and figure out the best way to use exercise as their first-line drug.
And what do people do? And I have to admit, I'm one of them. I come from a long line of people that kind of think exercising is picking up a book. I'm sure over the years you've had thousands of patients that have had this outlook. What do you do with those types?
Well, everybody knows, unless you've been living under a rock, that exercise is good for you. So the idea that I'm taking here is really taking that argument a step further and saying, all right, I know it's good for me. That I buy, but why is it good for me? And something I've found helpful is most people who don't exercise, they're not exercising as a conscious choice. If you give them enough information, I've found they tend to start changing the way they think about things. And you know, I've had pretty good success in getting people moving that come into my world. So just because you haven't done it to date doesn't mean you can't. And something at the beginning of the book I have is what's called the exercycle, which is a diagram at the top of the book, which looks at what happens when you start moving. And the way I kind of like to think about this is imagine you're there and there's a tractor tire on the ground, and your job is to get that tractor tire moving. And so you pick it up and you start to roll it. Now, what piece takes the most work? And the answer is getting that tractor tire up and rolling, getting it off the ground moving is the toughest part. Once it's going, it's so easy to keep it going, much easier. And so the idea of the exercycle is that once you start moving, you start to get used to that, you start to sleep better, you start to eat better, and there's this kind of cycle of healthy behavior which starts to spin in a good direction. And I like that as a way to start thinking about what you're doing. I really found it makes a huge difference.
For more interviews on health, mind, body, and spirit, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Dr. Metzl, the book is very inspiring as far as, you know, you've got it really laid out nicely with charts and diagrams and pictures of how to do the exercises. But you also talk, which is fascinating, you go over individual health challenges that people might have. And one of them is back pain, which is huge in this country.
It's the most common orthopedic problem we see. So the argument I make is that rather than reach for drugs, you know, we have this $375 billion a year prescription drug business. Every drug has side effects, and rather than reach for drugs as the first thing you do for your back pain or for your sleep problem or for your erectile dysfunction or for your high blood pressure, let's think about making exercise the first drug you take. And how do I set that program up for myself at home? How do I do that for $50 or less total? I can't afford a personal trainer, or I don't want to drive to the gym. That's fine. Everything I really talk about and show people are things they can do on their own at home.
What are five of the disease-transforming, life-prolonging exercises that you'd recommend to everyone?
Well, really throughout the setting up your exercise program at home section, what I do is I divide it up into bronze, silver, and gold, or beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And I really walk people through how to set up these exercises at home for themselves. And so part of that involves, you know, in the bronze section, increasing their knee activity. In the silver, learning how to do kinetic chain strengthening, strengthening all their muscles. And I talk about some different strength exercises like squats and planks, which are isometric exercises, and push-ups and things like that. And then I talk about also how to use a foam roller. I have a whole section on using a foam roller, which I love for muscle flexibility. And then finally, in the gold section, I have a whole series of plyometric exercises, which build maximum strength. So there's a whole spectrum here from beginner to advanced, and I want people to jump in there and learn about these different exercises.
And the exercise cure, it really is very comprehensive. I haven't seen anything like it in all the years of interviewing that we've been doing. Very exciting to see. The other thing that was fascinating, in the beginning of the book, you have a simple self-test, and I wondered if you could describe that for people.
I try and keep things basic and also to give people ideas of what they can do to assess where they are in their own health. And so one of those I like is the self-test to get from sitting to standing. And this is actually done in a study group in Brazil. It looked at basically what does that correlate to. And so you sit on the floor, and your job is to stand up. And the more appendages you need to stand up, the worse it is. So if you can just go from sitting to standing without using your knees or your hands, that's great. You're doing terrific. If you need to use one hand, that's okay. Two hands, not as good. If you need to get on two hands and one knee or two knees, the tougher it is for you to get up, the more body parts you need to contact with the floor, the worse that is. So go ahead and give that a try, and that will give you a good predictor of where you are.
And what are some of the things people can do to be more successful at this? I know you've seen that over the years with patients, I would imagine.
I try and draw on a lot of patient experiences, so different things that worked in my practice and different stories to help motivate people. And I think really that concept of once you start this behavior pattern, if you're not moving, if you're not doing it, once you start, you can't imagine not doing it. The toughest part is just getting that tractor tire rolling, getting that behavior pattern changing. And once you start doing that, I've really had such great and rewarding success for people.
And do they start in small steps, or do you see any differences?
Yeah, they just start with increasing their knee profile, and I have them do that just for a couple months and give them some guidelines on how to do that, and then have them start walking through the program. It makes a big difference.
And how important are trainers, things like that?
I think if you need somebody to watch over you at the beginning, that's totally fine. I try and give people the least expensive, easiest option at home, just doing it on their own. But some people like the accountability of having somebody else involved. And I think you have to know yourself. Whatever will work for you is what you should do. The most important thing is just to move.
On the back of the book, it says, the biggest predictor of premature death. Big headline there, really scary. And we talked to Suzanne Summers, and she talked about how she goes into a nursing home every year just to get inspired to write about health issues the way she does. And I've certainly been in a lot of those and know how it does inspire you to think about health. But Dr. Metzl, so many people know exercise is good for you. You need to do it. But then there's obviously so many people that don't know how to get started and how to maintain that activity.
Well, I really approach this book as both from a doctor and an athlete perspective together. And the reason I do that is that everybody knows exercise is good for you. But I really want to take that argument a step further. I want people to think about, I mean, if you had diabetes, you wouldn't think about not taking your insulin. If you have high blood pressure, you wouldn't think about not taking your blood pressure medication. If you have high cholesterol, you would not think about taking your Lipitor or Crestor. And I want people to think about exercise as a medicine, because it is. This is not just because it makes you feel good. This is the most powerful medicine across the spectrum of the human body. And what I can tell you is if you take this as your medicine, your medical costs will go down. You will live longer. You will live healthier. You will live happier. And basically, if you don't take this drug, it's not very smart. And so I want people to think about this not because it's a good idea, but because it actually is a very powerful and potent medicine, and I want everybody to learn how to take this medicine for themselves, no matter how old they are, no matter how fit they are. Everybody needs to take this drug.
It can be fun, right? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of it as. Is you can start it out fun. Take your kid out front and throw a baseball around.
You betcha. You know? Just get out and move. You know, it should be the best thing that you do all day. Figure out a way to make it fun. Whatever will work for you is good for me.
And, you know, Dr. Metzl, they've taken PE out of many of our schools. What do you think about that?
In my Exercise in the Brain, which is how I opened the book, I look at different conditions like anxiety and sleep problems and attention and, you know, attention deficit problems. How many kids are doped up on on drugs because they can't concentrate in school, and how many schools are cutting away their physical education programs. I mean, to me, not loading up kids with sugar and getting them out and moving around, you know, those are two really important things to help people concentrate. You know, I'm not totally anti-drug. I just think we over-medicate. We have this medication-first society where we just throw drugs at many problems.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Metzl. We appreciate you joining us today, and we look forward to taking this challenge with the exercise cure.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
That's the end of our interview with Dr. Metzl on exercise. I hope you found it helpful. For more great interviews on health, wellness, motivation, marketing, and business, go to my site, Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.